Good morning. 6:39 a.m. on August 4th. Sunday morning. 17-minute first mile, not great. But not bad. 35-minute total. That'll be all right. It's cool this morning. It's 58 maybe. According to the thermometer on the back of my house, it was 58. I don't know what the real temperature is, but it's somewhere around 60. Last night was a pretty hairy night here. There was a tornado that touched down a couple of miles away. It was close enough we could hear it. It's the first time I've heard a tornado. I assume it was a tornado that we heard. I actually have some doubt because the sound seemed to be coming from the wrong direction. A tornado would have touched down to the southwest of us, and I was hearing the sound basically from the north. It was hard to tell because the winds were so strong. It was also a green cloud night, blue-green. So we were looking up at clouds that had very icy color to them. And about 5 minutes after we decided that perhaps being indoors was better than being outdoors, we got a really serious hailstorm last night. It didn't shred our awnings, but it damaged them enough that we're going to have to call and get them replaced now. It's kind of a pain in the butt, but oh well. They were getting on. They have been there for 5 or 6 years, and awnings do not stand up well in this climate. It's dry, very dry, and the sun is particularly strong, so it just chews up siding, it chews up paint, it chews up awnings. So we're standing outside, we're looking, and the clouds are swirling. It was pretty spectacular. But we heard this. You know, I kept hearing this thunder. So there'd be a lightning flash and thunder. There'd be lightning flash and thunder. After a while, I noticed that the thunder didn't actually die out. It would, you get a lightning flash, and there's this sort of thunder, but it layered on top of a kind of a grinding sound. People talk about hearing a tornado and having it sound like a train. It did. It sounded like a train. Now, what I'm not sure about is whether or not we were actually hearing a tornado, which was only on the ground for maybe a minute, or if we were hearing the hailstorm coming, because when the hailstorm hit us, it had very much that same kind of sound to it. Because it was hard to hear it because it was banging on the roof, and I mean banging on the roof. It was something. So yeah, they were, some of them maybe an inch in diameter, hail. And there was a drift of hail outside the front door where the two different peaks of the roof conjoin, and it creates a little funnel that drops stuff down beside the door. And there was a drift there that was a good 18 inches tall of ice particles that had fallen from the sky. It was pretty remarkable. And of course my drains, my gutters are clogged, and it overflowed and into the window well, and filled the window well to within a couple of inches with a couple, maybe as much as 4 inches of water, which then seeped through the window casing and into the basement. So I'm sitting there at the computer and my feet suddenly start splashing and I'm thinking, this can't be good. I get up and look and there's this huge puddle. I get out the rug washer. I laid down towels to sop up the worst of it. I still have towels that need to be washed and dried this morning. But then we got out the rug washer and used that to pick up, suck as much water as we could out of the carpet. It's mostly dry this morning. There's a couple of damp spots left, but it's mostly dry. So, yeah, I'm walking on pine needles. I'm walking on tree branches. I'm walking on stuff that got knocked down last night. It was quite a storm. It's not a storm that we have seen the likes of for a while. Usually we get 4 or 5 of these in the summer, so we're due. We're definitely overdue, actually. Everybody talks about Tornado Alley, but actually Weld County has the most tornadoes of any other county. It's a statistic I heard some time ago. It may not still be valid, I'm not sure. The county with the most tornadoes than any other county in the U.S. Now, that may have something to do with the fact that it's really big. It's a big county. It covers a lot of square miles, but there aren't very many people in it. So most of what's here is plains, high plains, and the winds interacting with the Rocky Mountains tend to create the kinds of turbulence, apparently, that generate tornadoes, even when there aren't necessarily supercells. So they're not big tornadoes. They're not really attention-grabbing tornadoes. They're just things that happen in the night, touch down, sweep across a grass field, and then go away. Not exactly the kind of tornado that we think of when we watch the Weather Channel or think about storm chasers. There's also not that many roads out there, so you know, a storm could be 20 miles away. You're on the road looking at it 20 miles away, and that's as close as you can get unless you're willing to go off-road. And in poor visibility, with rain, going off-road is not really recommended. Boy, some of these places really got whacked. Just waded through ankle deep. Oh, that blue spruce got trimmed. This pine tree also got... Wow, look at that. Solid coating of pine needles and pine cones and branch ends. More blue spruce tips. So, yeah, the book. And I have to go back and deal with that listserv again today. It's kind of a pain because I have to send out another message. I keep getting emails from people who did not get any messages from me last week at all. And I sent out, crap, in the last week I think I've sent at least 4. I've changed the send mail settings so that it's using the PHP mail processor, PHP mailer. And one of the guys who has never gotten an email from me before, I ran a test using that send mail, and he got that one. So the problem is that I don't have any idea or any way of knowing of the 1,900 people on the list how many of them are actually getting my emails. And I'm beginning to fear that it's a large number. So, I'm going to have to do another send mail this morning. probably piss off 30 people. I know A. Chong Go left a comment on the blog that he hadn't gotten any emails either. He was one of the ones from before who wasn't getting any emails. I thought I had solved that problem. Obviously not. So I looked into going to MailChimp, and MailChimp is not really viable. Monk pull. This rock bed beside me here has got hit so hard by falling hail that it bounced some of the pebbles out onto the sidewalk. And there's scour marks where the rain ran off, so it actually rained a fair amount last night as well. So yeah, MailChimp has 2,000 for free, and then it's 10 bucks a month. But you only get like 500 lists, 500 subscribers. And I really need 3,000 to fill in to make sure that people who want to subscribe can. I still have a bunch of emails from that showed up as invalid emails. Well, and I know I went through the list and pulled off all the people who had subscribed in the past, but perhaps I'm being attacked by spammers. They keep filling in addresses that don't actually exist. They have to exist for a while, because otherwise there's no way to get the confirmation message back. Curious. So yeah, today is, it's been 48 hours, it's been 2 days, or it will be 48 hours in about an hour since I punched the button to publish Captain Share. I've got some overseas sales, India, I think. One of the first sales I've ever gotten out of India, I think. I've got sales in France, Germany, Canada, the UK. It's going well. It's going very well. I'm looking at trying to break the top 500 on Kindle, perhaps today, down to like, it was like 562, I think, when I left the house. So, another good day. Could see. We also have the also bots, the line of covers underneath that tells people what customers who bought my book also bought. And the advantage, the benefit of that to me is that once you get that also bought ribbon on your page, it also means that your books show up in other authors' titles in their also bots. So somebody who bought I'm trying to think of one. Somebody who bought Dark Matter also bought Captain Share, then Captain Share would show up on the Dark Matter title page. So anybody else coming in looking at Dark Matter will see that, oh, well, here are these other books that are like it. And I know when I'm looking for a book, one of the things that I do is I go and look at a book that I really liked and see what other customers bought. And then I go and find some of those and sample them. Quite frequently it's the same suspects, the usual suspects. There's a lot of them that I just, I took a sample, I read the sample was so dreadful, I couldn't buy the book, didn't want to buy the book. I never want to read anything by that author again. So, yeah. And they merged the reviews, which is, it's a bit of a blessing, but it's also a bit of a curse. Somebody reviewed, there were 4 or 5 reviews on the paperback version. The pre-order Captain Share that Ryden put up. And, there was a 1-star review because there was no Kindle edition. Now, at that point, there wasn't even a paperback edition. But you can't pre-order Kindle. You can only pre-order paper. At least unless you're one of the biggies. Little people like me can't pre-order. And so the review was 1-star because there was no Kindle edition. The fact that there was no paper edition at all, there was no text edition whatsoever, didn't seem to matter. The fact that there was a book, and therefore, since there was a book, there should be a Kindle edition, was justification enough for this individual to leave a 1-star review. So, yeah, 69 people said, not very helpful. I reported it as abuse today because it's a review of a book that never existed. And it's complaining about a Kindle edition while being listed, but not having a Kindle edition on the Kindle edition, which is a little bit. Yeah. Wow, what a mess. I wonder if this is a lot of loose gravel and seeds and dead grass and stuff has come off the sidewalk here. I mean, it's huge. It's right by the outflow too. I wonder if the little catchment basin overflowed last night. Wouldn't be surprising. There's some standing water down there. It's a little bit of fog rising off it. Some clouds moving in from the east. You don't see that very often. So we got upslope wind today. There's a lot of clouds here now. When I started 45 minutes ago, there weren't 45 minutes ago, 35 minutes ago, there weren't that many clouds. In fact, there weren't any clouds. There's a little bit of a haze off in the east, but now there's a lot. Holy cow. I don't like the weather. Wait a minute. I'm ready for my coffee. I'll tell you that much. Wow. I want my coffee. I want my breakfast. So, yeah, it's been an interesting weekend watching the sales develop, watching the spin of Amazon as it grinds this book through. Today or tomorrow, the book should show up on Nook and Kobo. I've got them all loaded up in both places now. All the share books. I don't have Sypheria's Call loaded up yet because I want to go through and reformat it so that the internal format, matches Ravenwood. 18? Ooh, almost 19. I really did slow down on the second mile. But I walked 2 miles, and both miles were under 19 minutes. So we're doing good. I'm a happy guy. I'm 2 miles closer to Rivendell. One of the challenges that I'm taking on this month is walking to Rivendell. And this 3 or 4 of us who are on the path from Hobbiton to Rivendell and taking the virtual walk, along with my virtual walk to Balticon by way of University of Chicago. At any rate, it has been 2 miles. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.